Which leads to a very interesting question I never thought to ask, but an emailer sent in and said, is there a place tankless doesn't work because the incoming water is too cold? Now, see, as an Arizona native, I never would have thought to ask that question.
And you're really not going to have that problem probably in Arizona, other parts of the country, possibly. What it just means is, again, you have to have a unit that can handle taking it from extreme cold to extreme hot. And so you would have to be looking at like at a larger unit, something with a higher BTU. So, yeah.
And the way a tankless water heater works is it flash heats on demand. So the system senses water flow, kicks on, and in a span of, you know, units that are not much bigger than this calendar I'm holding, can you know, takes the water from, what do you think the water delivery temperature at our house is?
In Arizona, in the desert, in the summer?
Depending on if it's above ground or underground, it could be anywhere from 80, 70, I don't know.
Yeah.
You probably know better than I do.
Well, what I love especially about it is the endless hot water that you get. And and that's what people, you know, people are looking for, that instant. It's really the endless to me that is the selling feature of tankless. What I the icing on the cake, so to speak, of what I love about it is the fact that you're never going to run out of hot water, and everybody in your home is going to have all the hot water need, you know, usage that they need. So if you're running the dishwasher, if you're running the laundry, if you're trying to take multiple showers, you're going to have that endless hot water.
Now, as a father that has three girls at home, what is this going to do to my electric bill at the end of the day?
You know, because you are saving. I mean, you're saving a ton of money because instead of that, your traditional tank water heater heating throughout the day constantly, whether you're using the water or not, with tankless, yeah, you're only heating the water when you need it. However, yes, this does result in kiddos and folks not getting out of the shower quite as soon as they normally would. So you might have to set a timer on that or something.
What about gas? How does that work? Does that save you on gas as well?
It does save you money. It saves money across the board. They're just a lot more efficient. But yeah,
the gas is more efficient. That instant heat, that BTU coming from a gas supply versus electrical supply is
Is more efficient. With the electric, you're using quite a bit of wattage. We really like the gas if you have the gas, but a lot of people think, okay, I don't have gas, so now I can't have a tankless. And no, there's electric solutions, there's gas solutions. It just depends on what you have. If you have gas, you can do gas. If you don't,
and we electric solution. We at Rosie on the House may be partly responsible for that misconception, because when tankless first came out, we said often, if you've got gas, it's probably good. If you've got electric, we'd ask you to really think about it. But the electric units have evolved and become so much better than when they first came out on the market.
Yeah, again, you're looking at a 30% savings because, again, you're just not heating that water all the time when you're not using it.
Now, we talk about scale buildup a lot, and we talked about it earlier when we were talking about conventional water heaters and the scale that builds up on the elements and the layer of it that builds up at the bottom. Scale buildup can actually be greater in these units because of the instant heating. So what do you tell a homeowner that doesn't have a water treatment system?
Again, whether you have tankless or not, we encourage water treatment for your home regardless. Again, just because Arizona water is so harsh and to your plumbing and to your family. And so one way or another, yeah, we recommend getting a softener into the home. It's definitely, do you have to have a softener for tankless? No. Is it going to mean there's going to be some more preventative maintenance that comes with the descaling of those tankless systems? Yeah, you're going to have a little bit more maintenance with that. With the having a softener in the home, you pretty much take that preventative maintenance down to next to nothing.
Okay.
When it comes to extending the life of that
now,
tankless unit.
The only downside I've ever heard of people that went tankless is a couple of them will say, if I jump in the shower and my two daughters jump in the shower, trying to run three showers, and my wife starts the dishwasher, all those four appliances asking for hot water, it goes a little undersatisfied. It doesn't quite hit the temperature. David, take us through What questions are you asking a homeowner if they're contemplating this transition?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, every situation is different. Every home is different. And that's why a lot of people will say, give me a price. And again, it's just we tailor the size of those units to fit your family's needs. And so it does factor into the size of your home, how many folks are living there, what your guys' daily usage looks like. To answer that, as far as people who have said, well, it comes up short. The reality is probably that the unit that they had installed was not sufficient to the size of the family that they have. And so, again, we work really closely with our families, again, doing a feasibility inspection to say what is the usage going to be, because we want to make sure that we get you into a unit that where you're not going to have that problem, where everyone does have the amount of hot water that they need.
If you're in a home designed for, let's say, you know, a family of five or six, but all the kids are gone, I wouldn't necessarily use that as a reason to downsize, because then if you go to sell the home and you've got this big home, but it's only got a water heater to supply for the husband and the wife, the next family is going to be pretty aggravated or pass up your home when home shopping.
Absolutely. And we take that into consideration when making our recommendations as well. And I think another common misconception, too, is people are familiar with, I mean, tankless has been around for a long time.
It has.
A lot of folks in Europe and Asia and stuff have been using it for years and years and years. They've been around the U.S. since the 90s. 70s and then the 90s, but they're just becoming more popular now. And so a lot of people think that, oh, I have to have a small individual unit for every bathroom in the home, and that's not the case. We have units that will take care of the entire house, depending on the size of the house, again, and depending on the size of your family. And large home situations, we might come into a situation where you need two units, but most of the time in our standard size homes, one unit's is going to do the job.
We're here with David Norton, service representative for All About Water, Rosie Certified Water Treatment and Plumbing Specialist. And you've brought up a point that we actually have a question online. The other thing I hear sometimes, people who have switched, they say, well, it's instant hot water. They have that in their mind. Mm-hmm. But the instant water heater is still in the garage. And the master bedroom is still on the opposite side of the house. So they assumed with an instant water heater, the second they turned the hot water on in the master bedroom, they were going to get hot water. So we've got Dan online that wants to talk about how do you marry a tankless water heater to a water circulation pump? Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
What are you trying to solve at the house?
Well, I have over the years thought about putting one in along with a soft water loop. But one of the things that I just assumed was you couldn't get, if you put your instant hot water tank in the garage where the old one was, then you can't get instant hot water when you wake up in the morning and you want to take a shower.
Great question.
Yeah, great question, Dan. Yeah, and the reality is whether it be a traditional tank system or the tankless, you are getting instant hot water coming out of that unit when you turn it on. The problem is the length of your home and the lines and getting that hot water to where you need to go and the time it takes to do that. And so, yeah, we recommend either with your traditional tank systems, a recirculating pump, or again, with a recirculating system with the tankless as well, that's going to give you that hot water loop throughout the home so that you do get that instant, that quote, instant hot water within seconds.
You can marry
the
tankless with a circulation pump.
Yep. Yeah, and then again, to keep that energy cost down, what's really great is with the tankless systems, there's a lot of new technology with apps and everything where you can really customize and tailor the time that you need that hot water to make sure that you have the instant hot water wherever you need it, when you need it. Yeah.
All right, David, if someone wanted a free at-home analysis of the feasibility of going tankless, how would they get in touch with you?
Give us a call. We got our office team. They're fantastic. They're wonderful. They're working right now. They're in the office in Chandler. You can get a hold of them at 480-892-7556, and they'd be happy to talk to you and happy to schedule a time to, I mean, whether it be, you know, tankless or have us out and let's take a look at what you got. Depending on your budget situation right now, maybe we can squeeze some life out of your existing tank system by doing some preventative maintenance. Maybe it is time to switch. Maybe you're saying, hey, I'm done worrying about this thing leaking, bursting, and I'm ready to go tankless right now. Give us a call. We'll come out. We'll take a look.
Well, and if your conventional tank goes out, before you just jump to replace that, I think you really ought to owe it to yourself to research the tankless option.
Absolutely, and that's the hard thing. If it goes out, and now the clock's ticking, I want that hot water, and I need it now. So before that happens, because, of course, nobody has a crystal ball as far
right.
as how long that unit is going to last, give us a call, and let's take a look at it so that you have options. If it's still working, then we got some time to figure this out so you can budget for it. We have financing options available as well. But, again, for folks to start, yeah, my next water heater, purchase is going to be tankless, and I need to start planning for that. One of the things I haven't even had a chance to get to that I've been seeing all summer, which is really kind of scary, is the bacteria that's growing in our tank systems and the danger that that poses to our families. What's going on is we have bacteria in all of our water. And whether you know it or not, it's there in Arizona. Under the right conditions, that bacteria is going to grow. And so who needs scalding hot water in the middle of summer in Arizona, right? So what we do is we turn those tanks down. And what we're doing in actuality is we're creating an incubator for that bacteria to grow. So that what's happening is we're coming in contact with, we're checking these water heaters, and we're seeing this bacteria. The bacteria that we're really worried about is called Legionella, if you guys have heard of Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah.
And that's a bacteria that they're finding in our water heaters when the heat is not cranked up enough. And so folks want to have us come out, check for that, look to see if that's an issue. When you go tankless, you eliminate that storage tank and you eliminate the possibility of that bacteria forming in the tank. The only way to really kill that bacteria is to crank your heat up to 140 degrees or higher and sanitize the tank. Well, now you're back to that energy issue that we have with those tank systems where you're even causing more energy, you're paying more money to heat that tank throughout the day, whether you're using it or not, to ensure that that bacteria is killed.
And do tank water heaters even go up to 140 degrees? I think a lot of them have safety valves.
We crank them to the highest, and we encourage folks to be monitoring that with a thermometer to make sure that it's getting that, because that's the only way to guarantee the long-term solution to that bacteria and making sure that you guys are safe is tankless, is eliminating that storage tank.
I need to get in touch with Phoenix Fire Department, because for a long time they were saying, don't set your water heater, thermostat, above what it takes to melt instant coffee crystals to prevent you from ever scalding yourself or your child or your grandchild. But again, I think they've rescinded that because of this bacteria issue.
Well, and again, as new regulations are coming out to make these things more energy efficient, the cost of your traditional tank system is going to continue to go up. And again, that's why I think we're seeing the bacteria, is because, again, we're trying to be more energy efficient. We're turning it down. Anytime we have to turn those heaters up to combat this problem, we really try to spend some time educating the families to understand that, hey, you got little ones, you got kids. What used to be hot is now going to be scalding hot. And again, it's just another headache that comes with the tank system that, again, you can eliminate with tankless.
David Norton with All About Water. And again, the contact phone number?
480-892-7556. Monday through Saturday, we're, again, in the office right now, ready to take your call.
And we got a mountain of emails and texts, all water heater related. We're going to rifle through right after this.